For a musician, hustling means booking shows and getting yourself out there, night after night. Social distancing has put a stop to live shows, ranging from small local gigs to multi-city tours. Some are finding new ways to hustle, connecting with fans through live streaming and online subscriptions. Others embrace the silence. Nick Africano is a Brooklyn-based singer-songwriter who grew up in Normal. He's been isolating in his New York apartment since March and experimenting with live streaming performances.
It's a very surreal feeling to feel connected, but know that it's kind of a prosthetic virtual connection. And I wonder the effect that's going to have on us. I mean, we were already attached to our devices, and this is making us even more attached. Now we are going to depend on them.
Africano says audiences help artists find the courage to push themselves in new directions on stage. That kind of give and take is something that might not be possible in a virtual space.
The physical energy of an audience when you're in front of them. And I've only done a couple online shows, but I imagine it won't be as palpable.
Still, Africano says he's grateful to have the outlet and a way to connect. Not all do. Africano says he's concerned for musicians who make a living backing up other acts.
For me, I'm a singer-songwriter making my own material. I can go online and play a show. But if you're a touring guitar player, it's harder to adjust and then say, oh, like, okay, now what am I going to do? So I think it's 50-50.
That up and down 50-50 feeling is something Sharon Chung can relate to.
I told somebody that I feel like I live a week's worth of emotions in one day. And so there's wildly swinging emotions from one sort of one extreme to the other.
Chung is a professional violinist and violist in Bloomington Normal. She's also a music instructor at Illinois Wesleyan, which closed its campus in March. Chung has continued working with students by video links and says they find comfort in routine. Chung says for her own music, virtual connections just aren't the same. A lot of her work involves collaborating with other musicians. She says isolation has been a challenge.
I actually did have to go into a rehearsal with a pianist because she wanted to get a recording before she went away for the summer. And so we collaborated. It was the first person I'd played any music with really like that in about a week and a half. And it was quite moving for me because I didn't realize how much I needed that and kind of craved that interaction.
They did stay 6 feet apart. Lately, Chung has found a way through. She plays Bach in her bathrobe. She sent a video to her friends who encouraged her to record more sessions and post them to social media. Hashtag bathrobe Bach is now a thing.
But I do think that in any sort of like difficult time, we, you know, people like to hold on to things that are, you know, beautiful and artistic. Like we kind of need those things, I think.
Other musicians find themselves at home in solitude. Pokey LaFarge is known for his eccentric interpretation of bluesy Americana. LaFarge grew up in Bloomington. He says he takes isolation in stride.
You're kind of required. It's a requirement to be alone a lot of time, you know, to create, right? To write, to practice, to rehearse, you know. And then when you're on the road, you know, you're sitting in a moving vehicle. You're sitting in a green room. I mean, rarely do you get social time with anyone outside your band and crew. So, not, you know, seclusion, like I said, is nothing new for me.
LaFarge says he's had something of a spiritual awakening in recent years. So it's fitting he's able to find an element of transcendence in these strange, lonely days.
This is all borrowed time anyway. None of this belongs to us anyways, you know. These are our lives, but, you know, it doesn't really belong to us. You know, none of these things that I own. What does it really matter, you know? So, I mean, I feel lucky to be here every day.
Singer-songwriter Dan Hubbard says he's also found peace with his new reality. Hubbard says he chooses to see this time at home as a blessing.
Actually, I just wanted to fall in love with music again, because when you're always looking forward, you're always preparing for a show, it gets hard to just be like, to just enjoy it for what it is when you're always trying to prepare and make sure you're putting quality stuff out there.
Hubbard says he pretends like he's 15 again, sitting in his room and remembering what he loves about music. I'm Sarah Nardi.